This is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And Lundy, you know what we already got in hand. Tickets that we're hoping are going to cash aboard the Honk Honk plus 100 odds or greater is the requirement, mi amigo. You could be looking at Wild Card Weekend, the National Football League. You could be looking at the second after a just majestic, heart-stopping first of the Final Four of the college football playoff game between Ole Miss and Miami. The Hurricanes could be playing in their own yard for the national title, but against who? Is it going to be the Quackers from Oregon, which Lundy is always fading as a former Beaver? Or is it going to be the feel-good story of the season, Kurt Cignetti's Indiana Hoosiers? So maybe get action there. Maybe drop the puck and make it some bucks. Look at the NBA. Oh, my goodness, my man. A smorgasbord of sports betting goodness. So please share. What do you got on the Plus Bus?
Well, let's get on the Plus Bus. I'm going to go with a name that we are familiar with here in Denver. Why? Because he's a former Colorado Avalanche. But right now, he is in your neck of the woods. He's a member of the Chicago Blackhawks. Let's talk about Andre Burakovsky. Berkey, as he is known, says, because, you know, folks, if you don't follow hockey, you know, everybody's name winds up ending with a E, right? Like, it's like Berkey and Buzzy, and like they all have nicknames like that. So Burakovsky gets shortened down to Berkey. But let's look at this. Over the course of the last four games, just a quad there, he's got five assists. I'd say he gets another one tonight. The Blackhawks will be at home. They're taking on the Washington Capitals. The Chicago team's a little bit up and down, but obviously they have talent. They have good young talent. And Burakovsky is not a guy that's necessarily known for putting the puck in the back of the net, but he has a tendency to be right around the play, and therefore he winds up with one of the apples in this one. So let's take him for an assist, because a guy that's on this kind of a streak, again, five assists in the last four games, I can't resist. If I'm seeing it at plus 165, you find that over at DraftKings.
Yeah, let's hope the United Center actually has solid ice tonight, and it's not going to like melt into a pool after what happened in the NBA, the Bulls game with a condensation on the floor. They had to cancel the damn thing with all the fans in attendance. Oh, yes, the mild Midwestern weather. You're welcome. All right, let's go to the Wild Card Weekend matchup. And I found this bet earlier in the week, and I grabbed it immediately. I think Sade Quads is going to be flexing them chicken legs, and he's going to be able to do so working the drumsticks on the ground. Saquon Barkley, most rush yards in the Wild Card round at plus 450, Lundy. And I grabbed this at BetMGM. It's a sensational matchup. Going against a very leaky and susceptible San Francisco front line. A lot of concerns defensively for the Niners. Of course, this game being played in the city of brotherly shove. You look at San Francisco specifically, they are outside the top 25, Lundy, in rush EPA defense since week 10. They're giving up a close to 5 yards per carry over that span, and over 100 rush yards per game just for the running back position. Now, Saquon, He's started ratcheting up his game. I know it was a really down year coming off the 2,000-yard rushing campaign, but in two of his last four games, he cracked the 100-yard mark. And I know a lot of people have been pointing fingers and saying, shame on you to the Eagles' front line, but that offensive line still number 12 in run blocking efficiency, according to Pro Football Focus. I know they've been battling through some injuries, but they should have some success tossing around those mannequins that are manning the trenches for San Francisco. So I think Saquon Barkley goes nuts. Give me him most rush yards in the Wild Card Weekend games at plus 450. Yeah, let's get seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with the Wild Card Weekend edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go with a guy on Monday Night Football in a matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Houston Texans in the Steel City, and a guy that's got some sticky fingers in that locale, and that is Kenneth Gainwell. A very apropos last name, by the way. Give me him in the alt market. 6+ grabs against the Texans at a plus 114. And I secured this there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, the reason why I like this, the standard line's at 4.5, but it's juiced up a little bit. I think it's like minus 135 right now. It's the best juice available at BetMGM at tape time. I would add that maybe to a leg of a same game parlay, reduce the juice so you can get seduced by the juice. But if you want to jack the juice and just take this as an individual proposition, yeah, you're welcome. Let your mind wander on that one. I like this alt line quite a bit. I know Houston is number 9 in dropback EPA defense, and they rank middle of the pack in total receptions allowed the running back position in the regular season, giving up 72 total grabs. That's 4.2 per game, which is just south of this number. But 5 guys cracked the over on this against H-Town this season. And you look at Gainwell Lundy, he's running a route on 52.7% of his snaps, 18 routes per game to be exact. He's get your English degree straight there, Evans. 85.9% of his attended looks off the hand of Aaron, averaging 6.8 targets per game over his last 5. He has done this a handful of times on the season, many of those coming over the last handful of games. So check down Charlie. Yet again, that is going to be Kenneth Gainwell, a little nickel and namer, as Billy Raft would like to say. Give me him for 6-plus receptions against the Texans at a plus 114 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Numero cinco, fade or follow.
Well, so I'm going to fadalo here real quick. The reason I say that is because I like the idea of Gainwell being a part of a same game parlay for you, but I'm not trusting this half dozen number at 6. Mm. So I don't like the bet as it sits right now at number 5 on the fade 5, but I do like the idea of bringing this number down to like 4 and then adding it into an SGP. So I think you're on to something, but I think that plus 114 is bringing you to the dark side, Brad.
Oh, the dark side. That's where I love to dwell.
Number 4.
Numero cuatro here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Ain't he so party? And hopefully those legs are going to be moving. And I am going to be applying not only lipstick to the account, but a whole bunch of boosts to the bankroll. Brock Purdy, 20-plus rush yards. That is a prop I'm chasing at a plus 120. Some seductive juice there, Lundy. Available at the score bet in that alt market. You shop around. Most of the other books at the 20-plus rush yards threshold have this at like plus 104, plus 105. So I'm getting a good like 15, 16-cent value at the score. I think Purdy's legs is the ultimate X factor in this game for San Francisco. You know, I worry about their defense. They could be playing from behind in this game. Maybe going to see some prevent defense as a result late in the game, and he'll take off and run to extend the action, extend the plays, and live to play another down. You look at Philadelphia. This is a team of number 10 in rush EPA defense over the last several weeks, since week 10. But on the season, Lundy, they've allowed the second most quarterback rush yards, giving up 23.5 per game. 8 QBs have gone over the 20-yard mark on the ground against them. When we look at Purdy, averaging a healthy 3.7 rush attempts per game, 4.45 yards per carry, and has gone over this prop in 3 of his last 4. I don't know about you. But the one thing that I have seen consistently in postseason games, quarterbacks, ones that have that dual characteristic, they put everything on the line and typically run a little bit more. See Josh Allen in recent playoff games. See Patrick Mahomes in recent playoff games. I think the same mentality is going to apply to Ayn Hazel Party. So, oh, I'm going to apply a little smooch on him. 20-plus rush yards at plus 120 at the score bet. Numero cuatro in the countdown. Fade or follow.
I'll tell you what. Quarterbacks with rushing yards at a 20 threshold, get ready for bonus time.
Oh, that's what we call a tease.
Number 3.
All right, Numero Trace here, the Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Let's go with the Bobby Flay of Buffalo. James Cook, but I'm going to live in the land down under Lundy on 78.5 rush yards. A little bit lighter juice at a minus 110 at BetMGM. Now, truth be told, if you follow the always free, always transparent, and public spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com, I grabbed this at open which was at 81.5 on the Lions roar. And then I went back and looked at the line like 24 hours later and immediately shaved 3 yards off. I played the sucker down like 75.5, to be frank. And the reason being is this. The Jaguars have been exceptional in the trenches all season long. Since week 10, not exactly lockdown, but still damn good. Number 11 in rush EPA defense over that stretch on the year. Not a single running back has exceeded 75 ground yards against them as they've given up just 3.87 yards per carry and only 68 flat rush yards per game to the running back position. Cook's a stud. There's no way to describe it any way else. He's number 3 in total missed tackles force, number 21 in yak per attempt. However, Lundy, he has been under 78.5 rush yards a half dozen times this year. So, I am of the belief Jacksonville is going to win this game. I know, you know, a lot of people are really split on, you know, their prognostication of who's going to march on here in the postseason. So if I'm leaning in that direction, it's largely because the defense is going to show up and show out and bottle up James Cook enough that it will keep him sequestered in this category. So again, give me the under. James Cook, 78.5 rush yards at a -110 at BetMGM. Numero tres on the countdown, mi amigo. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one. However, I will tell you that I do disagree. I think Buffalo pulls it off. I think they are going to win on the road, but I think that it's going to be on Josh Allen, that he's going to be the factor here, not James Cook. So I'm with you on this rush yard total, although I do disagree. As great of a season as Jacksonville has had, as good as Trevor Lawrence has looked, which I have loved. I've been a Trevor Lawrence fan since he was drafted by the Jags. So I'm glad to see him doing very well, but at the same time, I think, unfortunately, it will be a sad day in Duval.
I think the party is going to rage on in that county, my man. And you want more confetti to fly? Well, do you have that potential? Where? At thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. Cranking out all kinds of free, 100% free content to the betting and in season, the fantasy masses. My college basketball bracketology is going to be making a triumphant return late this month. So stay tuned for that. But I'm still, in the meantime, cranking out college basketball bets every single damn day. Lundy is cranking out all his NHL, NFL bets, various sports bets, always free and transparent public spreadsheet, which you can follow at thegamingjuice.com. My spreadsheet also lives there absolutely free at thegamingjuice.com. I got all kinds of specials, breakdowns of all of my betting picks, the Saturday slate, the Sunday slate, and soon on Monday Night Football as well in the National Football League. You get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash, .. maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Look, I broke out the Walter Payton sweetness shirt for a damn reason. My mind, oh, I'm nervous. I really am. I hate the Packers so much. I want to beat them so badly. And the one thing I'm going to say this, Lundy, speaking objectively and using my actual college education for once, I have a master's degree in geoscience with an emphasis in meteorology from Mississippi State University. The weather is being overblown completely right now. A lot of people are, you know, taking to social media, trying to acquire clicks. Look at me. Look, it's going to be a snow game. Get the hell out of here. It's not going to be a snow game. You might see a couple of flakes flying through the sky, but it's not going to accumulate at all. Some snow showers could be, you know, a snow globe of sorts, but it's not going to really pile up in any way, shape, or form. It will be a little bit breezy in this game. Sustained winds going to be between 15 to 20 miles an hour out of the west with gusts up to 30. And it gets some of those wind swirls inside Soldier Field. Could impact the pass game ever so slightly. Mostly a good, moderately impact the kicking game. That would be the downside, but pump the brakes, folks, on like a blizzard that's going to break out along Lake Michigan. People are selling you a bill of goods, and they ain't good goods. I will say that much. All right, numero dos here on the countdown. I ain't scared of Mother Nature. That's why I'm taking Caleb Williams over 1.5 passing touchdowns. The juice has really moved on this one, Lundy. Ooh. Would open at plus 100 at BetMGM. It has now jumped to plus 120. My guess is because of concerns of the weather, people handling the under. And I think the opposite is going to turn true. Caleb Williams did this out once, but twice in his pair of games against the Green Bay Packers in the regular season. And the Packers have sucked on the back end defensively since week 10. They're outside the top 25 in drop back EPA defense, largely because they're missing the pressure of Micah Parsons. So it's putting even added pressure on their DBs, who have been masked by that front line all season long. They're largely inefficient, ineffective. Bears are going to get Rome Odunze back. Colson Loveland has really blossomed. Gonna have a bet on him in bonus time. You got DJ Moore there. Luther Burden's come on strong. You know, he got a pass catching back in DeAndre Swift. Could be slippery in the open field. The end zone strikes are gonna be in multiple in this one for the former number one overall pick. So numero dos on the countdown. Give me Caleb Williams. And it's like minus 10,000. I'll be drunk before this game kicks off. On the over, 1.5 passing touchdowns, plus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
Well, the reason you're going to be drunk is because you're going to need tequila just to get through the Rams and the Panthers, I think. if I'm being honest,
yeah,
little tidbit. And bonus time though for you that I'll have in that game. I like this, Brad. I'm going to trust you on the weather side of things because that is your collegiate area of expertise. And so I'm going to trust you on that it's not going to be as bad as people think. But I think one of the nice things about that is there are some things that you can take advantage of. Like you said, the fact that this has moved by 20 cents. Over the course of the week. I think there's some other props that you can take advantage of. I'm going to throw one out there on Caleb Williams in bonus time as well that I think is worth playing based on the fact that I do think the weather side of things is overblown. Now, that said, maybe Mother Nature will be drunk.
Oh, sweet. Call me.
Number one.
Numero uno, booty call of Mother Nature. Ooh, that's kinky right there. On the countdown here, a Friday edition of the Fade Five. Rah, 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 rah. No, not Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's at home, chilling like a villain because the Lions didn't make the playoffs. Womp, womp. We're talking about the other rah-rah. That is Ramondre Stevenson. Are you shocked? This one topped the list. Well, you shouldn't be because this is a soft number. Give me the over. Just 34.5 rush yards against the LA Chargers. This game being played in Foxborough at a minus 115. They're at BetMGM. Why am I bullish on a guy that is more or less a second fiddle to Travion Henderson in this backfield? Well, I think he's going to get a minimum of 10 rush attempts. I think New England's going to win this game. I think they're going to be in command in the fourth quarter. And Stevenson and Henderson are going to soul away the clock, but he could even hit this threshold before the fourth quarter even arrives. You look at the Chargers, sure, they're number 5 in rush EPA defense since week 10, but on the season, they've given up a very healthy 4.30 yards per carry to running backs, 84.9 rush yards per game to RBs as well. A dozen rushers have eclipsed this number against them. And you look at Stevenson, Lundy, I looked this number up at Pro Football Focus, and I was shocked. He is number 3 on the year in yards after contact per attempt behind Devon Achane and Bijan Robinson. That's a steam company. He has been a break tackle machine when given opportunities. And of course, for him, securing the rock. He's had some fumbleitis issues in the past. But again, number 3 in yak per attempt to 3.83. Number 24 in missed tackles forced at 33. He's averaging 9.3 attempts per game. And, if you believe in trends, it has indeed been thy friend in this category. He's been over 34.5 rush yards in 5 straight games. Numero uno on the wild card weekend edition of the Feed 5 Countdown. I'm taking the over on Ramondre Stevenson, 34.5 rush yards against the Bolts, minus 115 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Better follow.
I will roll with you on this one as well. Don't have a whole lot more to add than what you already broke down in terms of what he's done this season, as well as this potential matchup at home against the Chargers. So I will roll with you. Nothing. Hey, I got nothing to add. I'm boring. I got nothing.
Oh, but I know you got plenty to add right now because it's bonus time. whether in the wild card round, whether in the college football playoff on a Friday between Oregon and Indiana, whether in the NHL, drop the puck and make it some more bucks, the NBA, all I require, Lundy. And I know you love handicapping squash as well, is another wager. So give it to me. Give it to me.
I'm actually not a big fan of squash. I don't mind zucchini, but just like straight up squash. It's like if you don't cook it right, it gets mushy.
It's watery. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, back in the day when you used to go to the Golden Corral and the buffet and the veggies were just, they'd been sitting there for a while. Like, ooh, Brad, we're not working on a sponsorship with Golden Corral, are we? I don't want to.
Why don't you put your face under a chocolate fountain and they'll buy in?
Oh, heck yeah, man. I'm in on that. All right. I told you the 20 yards rushing at the quarterback position was going to come back into play. Give me a little SGP on Sunday night. Give me Drake May to have at least 20 yards rushing. Give me Justin Herbert to have at least 20 yards rushing. That one comes out to a little baby plus 104 sitting over there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, I'll be honest with you. I like both of these guys at 25, but at DraftKings, I can get 20, which means I can give myself a little bit of cushion there just in case, maybe a kneel down at the end or something like that, just so that I don't get hosed by that. I can take it at 20 at DraftKings for each one of those guys, and you will find yourself at plus 104 over at DraftKings. Brad, I hate unders because what do we want as sports bettors? Excitement. We want
points,
overs, baby. We want overs. But I can't help this. I'm going to have to roll with a couple of unders, and I am going to do those at the tight end position. I have been betting left and right on touchdowns and yards and receptions and everything over the course of this season. But based on matchups here in the wild card, I am actually going to go against the grain with these tight ends. Let's start right here with your Chicago Bears. Give me the under on 46.5 for your boy Colston Loveland. I believe the return of Rome Odunze is going to mean that the ball gets spread out. It is not to say that Loveland is not going to be important to them, but it sits at 46.5. That's at FanDuel, by the way, because it's at 44 or 45 at a couple of the other books. Highest number is at FanDuel, minus 114. I'm going to play the under on Loveland. Again, he's been a stud, but if you go back and look at the games that he played with Rome Odunze on the field, very minimally did he get even above 40, let alone 46.5. So even though he has come on strong, I say that he winds up on the under on his total. Let me go to Sunday night. Let's talk about the Chargers in New England, a guy that has cashed me some tickets this season, but I'm going to play the under on him. That is Hunter Henry. Give me the under on 44.5 on the receiving yards. The Chargers have only given up on average 42.2 yards per game to the tight end position this season. So give me the under on Henry. Here's part of the reason that I like this one, folks. His yardage total is at 44.5 at FanDuel, minus 114. I'm going to play that one. At BetMGM, Brad, the number is 40. It's a 10% difference on the yardage at FanDuel, which is why I'm going to play the under at FanDuel, because I'm getting an extra 4 yards worth of cushion. The other guy that I'm going to throw out there that I actually found while we were recording, because I was, I was messing around. I was probably looking at porn. I found this one. The other under that I am going to take at the tight end position, and that is the one that I have never in my life been able to explain what is going on with his hair, and that is George Kittle. Give me the under on George Kittle's receiving yards as well. This is one that I'm going to take advantage of the number, because the under at DraftKings, 59.5 at a minus 111. I'm actually getting an extra 6 cents of juice in my favor compared to what you can get over at Caesars and at the other sports books. Under 59.5. Why do I like that one? A, the Niners are on the road. B, the Eagles give up the second fewest yards of the teams remaining in the playoffs, and in fact the second fewest yards on the entire NFL season at 29.8 to the plus size targets. 29.8, that number is half of what Kittle's total is. The under. I think they're going to find a way to get CMC involved, but I don't think Kittle is going to come anywhere near that 59 and a half number. I think that is way too high for a road game against a Philly defense that knows how to slow down the tight end position. So again, play that one and play it at DraftKings because you're going to get a better number at a -111. This is the screw it bet. That's what I'm going to call this one. Screw it bet. Let's go to the midday on Sunday. Let me go back to the city of brotherly shove with San Francisco and Philadelphia. Give me this two-leg touchdown parlay. Give me the CMC Football Factory for an anytime touchdown. Give me Dallas Goedert for an anytime touchdown as well for Philadelphia. We know he has been a touchdown machine. Just those two legs, all right? At BetMGM, that is +300. Brad, at Caesars, it is +425 for those two guys to have a touchdown. So, folks, it pays. You've got some time here on Friday. Heck, you can do it during the halftime of Oregon and Indiana tonight if you want to. Shop around on some of these picks. It's always worth it for you to do that. Brad and I both have our favorite books. We both love BetMGM. You guys know that I like DraftKings because they tend to offer me more opportunities on the ice than some of the other books do. But always make sure you're shopping around because +300 at BetMGM versus +425 with the Caesar. I will roll with that one. So again, that's Goddard and CMC each for a touchdown in their game on Sunday. I will have more up on the spreadsheet, including the ones that I gave you on Tuesday's podcast. Those are already posted up on the spreadsheet. So make sure you go grab those. A couple of them were a little weird. You might want to see them on the spreadsheet anyway, because I got crazy with the Cheese Whiz, folks. I can't help it. And as it pertains to the Ducks and the Hoosiers, you guys know exactly who I will be rooting for, although I am tempted to bet on the Ducks. That way, I'm happy either way. Brad, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Central Illinois.
All right, let's go. The team wave as parlay play of wild card weekend. Let's smack it up, flip it down, rub it down. Oh, no! Hopefully this will not be poisonous by any stretch of the imagination, but I love this same game parlay. Lundy, you ready? Buckle up because the juice is downright sexy. Travis Etienne, most rush yards of the game. Puka Nacua, most receiving yards of the game. And Saquon Barkley, most rush yards in the game. Now, for those of you that are watching the YouTube broadcast, I made a grammatical error. Because this is not a same game parlay. This is a three-leg standard parlay. And again, you can build this at DraftKings Sportsbook. I will repeat before I give the juice. Travis Etienne, most rush yards in game. Puka Nacua, most receiving yards in game. And Saquon Barkley, most rush yards in game. +666. Tane Lundy, not quite devilish, but we're kind of close. Available at DraftKings. Do I give you any reasons behind it? No! I just love this wager. We're a little sprinkled, to say the least, because I think it's got a decent shot of coming through. Elsewhere, bonus time. All right, Lundy, I'm going to rifle through one additional bet in every single wild card game. Not going to give any reasons. I'm just going to give you the bet. So if you're listening to the pod, I tend to talk like the Micro Machines commercial dude from yesteryear, so you might want to play that at like half speed so you can hear the bet. All right, let's start off, and I'm going in order by game. Carolina and the Rams, I'm going to play a little scene game parlay. L.A. Rams, a money line, and I'm going to match up with Davante Adams anytime touchdown +105. At the score bet. And Bear Down Chicago Bears against the Packers, same game parlay. Chicago +3.5 on the alt line. They can lose that sucker by a field goal. That leg still cashes. And Colston Loveland over 3.5 catches, which he's done in one of two matchups against the Packers, +170. Really attractive juice there on that simple two-legger. Jacksonville and Buffalo, when you're strange, get out of here. I'm taking the under on Britton Strange. 36.5 receiving yards at a -115. Bills have allowed the fewest receiving yards at tight end position this season. San Francisco and Philadelphia. You could have guessed it. Fans of the Feed 5 podcast, they always bet on this guy. Jahan Dotson. I need an OCC. Yeah, you know me. A one catch cash because the prop on receiving yards is 6.5. The guy is averaging 14.6 yards per reception on the year. I see one catch, bro. Just one. And you're probably going to cash that sucker to -135 there at BetMGM. Chargers and Patriots. I'll take the over on Ronnie Gadsden. 32.5 receiving yards of the New England as area weakness defensively, defending the opposing tight end. They rank inside the top 10 and most yards allowed that position this season. And then finally, the Monday night capper in Houston and Pittsburgh. I'm going to build another same game parlay. I'll live in the land down under on DK Metcalf, 4.5 catches. Really? You think he's going to get 5? And then give me Houston on the money line. Texans are going to win this thing. So DK under 4.5 catches. Texans money line, again, +170 there at BetMGM. Elsewhere, the world of sports. I'm laying it with Indiana. Look, I've been on that bandwagon since they absolutely annihilated my Illini 63-10 back in late September. I felt they were the best team in college football from that point on, and they have lived up to that billing. I know Captain Hook, yar, shiver me timbers. I'm coming for you, Evans. No, he's got to go down to Davy Jones's locker. I think Indiana's going to win this between 7 to 10 points, march on, and play Miami for the national title. So I will lay the 3.5 with the Hoosiers. I can't believe I'm saying that. I kind of feel dirty and disgusting doing that. But Kurt Cignetti, he's done a marvelous job. They're kind of a fun team, not going to lie. Going to college basketball. Limited slate on Friday. This is posted on the spreadsheet. Again, I'm not going to give any reasons behind it. I'm just going to give the play and the juice. It's the same game parlay plus, and I built this at DraftKings. USC +10.5 and Minnesota +10.5. I don't give a shit who wins that game. What I care about is it finishing somewhere in the single digits, period. That's the same game part of this. The plus part of it, Colorado State at home on the money line, taking on UNLV. The Runner Rebels absolutely stink. And then I'm going to take the undefeated Miami of Ohio. Make it a Mac, daddies. On the road at Toledo. We'll go to an alt market, though. Build a little cushion to avoid any pushing, Lundy. Miami, Ohio, +7.5. So to recap on the SGP plus, USC +10.5, Minnesota +10.5. That's the same game parlay part. Colorado State money line, Miami of Ohio +7.5, +155 on that bad boy at DraftKings. And I don't give a crap what the total opens up on Sunday between my Illini and Iowa. I'm taking the under because Iowa is one of the slowest teams in the country. I think that one's going to be a war in Iowa City. Tips off at 11 o'clock Central Time, noon Eastern on Sunday morning. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. I'll have a gazillion different wagers available on my always free, public, and transparent spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com and college basketball on a Saturday slate. And more wild card action as well. So make sure you go and check that out. And also go check out Lundy's beautiful face and wonderful musings on X at Nate Lundy. Mine, I live there at Noisy Huevos, but I have a far more punchable face. Check out Lundy's spreadsheet as well on thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free, Jackals. I don't charge you a dime because I'm a man of the people, and so is Lundy. And also, check out our friends at Betalytics and use promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 20% off your subscription today. For the outstanding, lovely, and talented Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Bear all the way the hell down.